Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, this time last year, we were just a few weeks into this pandemic. We were trying to get our bearings about what pandemic life was really going to be like. But now, we've got a year of this under our belts. We are celebrating our second Holy Week online. And we are feeling all kinds of other emotions right now. We are disappointed and frustrated and angry. We're confused and depressed. We're longing and yearning and looking. And if we're really honest about it, maybe we're just flat out angry at God. Right? Plenty of people are going through spiritual struggles right now. They're questioning God. They're wondering if God is really looking out for them. They're wondering if God's promises really are true. And as it turns out, that is the setting for this Palm/Passion Sunday, too. And for example, we see it even in the name of the day. Is this Palm Sunday or is it Passion Sunday? In a rare occurrence in the lectionary, we get two gospel readings today. And historically, the reason for that is due to a change that happened in 1969. When the three-year Roman Catholic lectionary was published that year, the Passion story was included on this day because it was thought that if people didn't come to worship on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, that they wouldn't hear the Passion story. And in a way, I understand that. But now, because this is both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday, it's also really confusing. Are we celebrating or mourning? Are we cheering or are we crying? Are we praising or are we lamenting? Well, the answer is yes. This is a day that is full of mixed emotions, as we already know in our own lives. So let's start with the emotions on that Palm Sunday. When Jesus entered Jerusalem on that borrowed donkey, the people were shouting, "Hosanna." Now, Hosanna does not mean hooray. They are not cheering for Jesus like he was some hometown hero in a victory parade. No, Hosanna means save us. The people are crying out to Jesus for help. They're actually quoting part of Psalm 118. "Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord." The people are feeling desperate and anxious and in need of help. But why? What do they need rescued from? Well, from the Roman Empire. For as long as these people can remember, Rome has occupied their homeland. They are used to hearing the sounds of foreign boots on their soil. They are used to the sight of Roman soldiers in their town. They are used to feeling the constant reminder that their homes have become infected by the empire. Very much like how we have been infected by COVID. Even if we are not living under foreign rule, we do know what it's like when a nasty force from outside takes over our lives. Our main goal, as it has been for over a year now, is to get rid of this thing. Just like the people in Jesus' day who wanted to get rid of the Roman Empire, we want to get rid of this virus. And yes, with more people getting their vaccines, we are on our way to doing that. But the numbers still tell a terrible truth. And COVID does not seem to be surrendering anytime soon. So on that first Palm Sunday, when the people cry out to Jesus, they're calling for him to save them, to rescue them, to do something about the Romans. Right, here he is, like a humble king riding in to help his people. So shouldn't he do something about the situation? Isn't that what kings and leaders are for? To do the will of the people? Well, that's what the people wanted, but that didn't happen. As the week went on, their hopes in Jesus got crushed. He did not fulfill their expectations. They saw this one that they had cheered for get arrested and tried and killed. So where was God then? Where was God when they needed him the most? This is where many of us are too. We have cried out to God for help. We have said our refrains of save us. We have prayed over and over and over again during this pandemic, and it can seem like nothing's happened. Many of us have become disillusioned and depressed. We've gone from being angry at God to giving up on God to even wondering if God is real at all. Basically, how could God let something like this happen? I look at the Passion story again. Many of the characters in the story think that Jesus is ridiculous. Right, the soldiers in the courtyard of the palace mock him. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him. Hail, King of the Jews. They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. Then the passersby derided him. Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself, and come down from the cross. The chief priests and the scribes mock him too. He saved others? He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe. Even the two criminals crucified next to him made fun of him. Jesus is a laughingstock. He's a joke. He's a fool. People think that there is no way that this man could help them in their time of great need. And I think many people today are feeling that way too. This is a tough time for all of us, especially spiritually. And we kind of wonder what good Jesus really does. But then, something remarkable happens. Not everyone feels this way about Jesus. The moment after Jesus cried out and breathed his last, the centurion, a Roman official of all people, said, "Truly, this man was God's son." Now, perhaps he was joining in with the mocking. Maybe he was being sarcastic here. Maybe his words were meant to be like the sign on Jesus' cross, which said, "The King of the Jews." But like that sign, the centurion stated the truth. this man was indeed God's son. But so what? What good did that really do for the people back then, when this Son of God was stapled to a cross by Roman nails? What good does it do for us today when it seems like we just can't get out from under this pandemic? Well, it does a great deal of good, because it shows us just how far God will go to love us. Consider it this way. From an early age, we all learn that Jesus died on the cross for us. That's just a basic Christian answer that we've all been trained to say. But think about it. Here we have the incarnate God, the one who sets stars and planets in motion, the one who makes subatomic particles move the way they do, the one who knows every hair on your head. This God of all creation goes to the cross for you. Could God remove the Romans and instantly make this virus go away? Well, that might be our wish. But instead, God does something even more remarkable. Rather than instantly change the external situations, God comes to us in those external situations. In those moments when we are frustrated and angry, confused and scared, tired and anxious, and even in those times when we are on the brink of death, the cross reminds us that there is no limit to God's love for us. When you are a whirlwind of emotions during this pandemic, God is still here with you. When you think that death has the final word, just remember that the cross is not the end. When you wonder if God is even real, just look at that beaten, bruised, and bleeding Jesus and see how real he is. There is nothing. No emotions you feel, no problems you face, no virus in this world that can stop God from loving you. And yes, I know that can be hard to believe sometimes. I know at times that we are with those people on Palm Sunday who still cry out for him to save us. Or maybe we are still with those at the cross who mock him and think he's ridiculous. But sometimes we are like that century. Sometimes we see that even in this mess of a world, Jesus, God incarnate, is right here with us. And because we already know how the story continues, we know that his time on the cross is not the end. New life is coming, in a way that we never could have imagined. So yes, it's fine if you are feeling all kinds of emotions right now, especially that we have a second Holy Week online. It's even okay if you're not sure what you're feeling right now. It's okay if you're struggling with your trust in God right now. That's because God knows what you're going through, and God has still come to you in it, all the way to the cross. No matter what is happening inside of you or around you, you can look to Jesus on the cross and say, truly, this man was God's son. there is nothing that can stop God's love for you. And just wait. The story gets even better than that. In the name of the one who is with us even unto death, Jesus Christ our Lord.